Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This is important for this reason, because if they back off this, it will only be for political reasons. They can't say that the president was not involved in the decision making. Now, as far as I'm concerned, this is a war against our Constitution, the First Amendment, freedom of religion, the free exercise thereof. Tell me where I'm wrong.
You know what they've said? We've come halfway. We've offered olive branches. You know what the two olive branches they've offered? They've said, number one, as long as you're only ministering or serving people of your own faith, you get an exemption. You think a Catholic hospital is going to be checking baptismal certificates at the door to make sure that they're Catholic?
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, folks. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are actually participating in CPAC today. You may have seen Fox News, actually, a panel I was hosting, a clip to that. I also introduced my dad, who is a special guest of the panel on faith, life, family, the impact on our culture, and the impact on the 2012 election. He was the special surprise guest we got to introduce to the interviews. People like Tom Minery from Citizen Link, and we had the head of the SBA, the Susan B. Anthony list, of course, big pro-life organization. So we're literally moving around CPAC, moving around Washington, D.C., and one of the issues, and the reason why I wanted to talk to you right now while I'm moving through, is the latest development. You know, we've been talking about the HHS decision, which is targeting Catholics, but it's really, you know, about all religious people, and there's now word out that President Obama will announce a compromise. And I want you to know that this compromise doesn't even go as far as what it's modeled on, which is what happened in Hawaii, where religious organizations that don't want to provide these kind of contraceptive or abortion-inducing drugs as part of their health care plans, women then get a letter in the mail saying this is available to purchase since your plan doesn't cover it. That doesn't go this far, what we're hearing about this compromise. What we hear is that the health insurance companies are just going to pay for it on their own. Now, that's the health insurance companies, of course, that the Catholic institutions are paying for the coverage. So, again, a situation where we're having to compromise on the First Amendment's first guarantee, which is the right to freedom of religion. And it, again, folks, not just about Catholics. We talked about it at CPAC today. You can tell the president's feeling the pressure if he's willing to go this far, which Planned Parenthood won't like. But let me tell you something. He wouldn't be proposing something that they were totally against yet. But he's feeling the pressure. You all need to take a stand right now, 877-989-2255. I just walked off a stage for the thousands of people, and I can tell it doesn't matter if you're Catholic or Protestant or charismatic or non-denominational or what religious faith you belong to, because it's about preserving all of our freedoms of conscience. Do you want to ever be in a position where the government tells you you either have to violate your conscience to run a hospital where you provide services to the poor, shut the hospital down, or only provide those services to people of your faith, which means a Catholic hospital would have to say, we're only going to hire Catholics and only service Catholics. They don't want to do that. They want to help everyone, just like all religious institutions and aid organizations. We need you to take a stand now. I'm literally doing this off my cell phone because we are at CPAC and my dad was speaking, and you may have seen on television, on Fox News, some of it, and the video is on C-SPAN. We'll get more of it to you. But we put together the shows to remind you there is, Obama is proposing some compromise supposedly later today, and if it stands as what we're hearing now and what the reports are now, this is another bogus move to try to keep the issue down so that you're not outraged, so that you're not upset. Remember, it's not about birth control. It's not about contraception. It's not even about the abortion pill. It's about religious freedom. They are targeting Catholics now. But if we don't all take a stand together, all people who care about religious freedom, then we're next. Right now it's the organizations. Then your doctors and nurses will be forced, because there'll be no conscience protections for them to perform abortions. Right now there are conscience protections, and so it's already the church institutions, then it'll be you. There's the individual mandate in health care. This is the tip of the iceberg. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And folks, follow me, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. We got updates live from CPAC this year. We'll talk to you on Monday.
It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. This is one of the biggest federal power grabs on the issue of religious liberty that I can remember. The idea that the federal government is telling basically the Catholic Church and any other religious organization, you must do this, even though it violates your religious conscience. By the way, this is in the backdrop, of course, of the Obamacare health bill, health law. That's what's happening here, that we are now trumping religious freedom, First Amendment rights, and bowing down at the altar, if you will, of the Obama Planned Parenthood industry, if you will. And I say that because what you've got here is a clear violation of fundamental religious liberty. The idea that a religious institution can be told you must distribute something that you find morally offensive or violating your religious conscience is frankly absurd. But that's exactly what Kathleen Sebelius has done. And then she says, oh, don't worry, we're giving you a one-year, and I love this, grace period to figure out how to implement it. Well, that's not the way it works, folks. I want you to join with us. I want you to stand with us on this attack on religious liberty. We're going to get this repealed. We've got lawyers working on it right away. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition, or aclj.org. Jeff Surtees is senior counsel with the ACLJ. We had Frank Mannion on yesterday. Jeff, and I want to address this both Jeff and Jordan, we're litigating these cases right now. We've been litigating these conscience cases for a long time, but this new attack from the White House through HHS really, Jeff, is unprecedented in scope.
It is unprecedented, Jay. You know, it's no hyperbole. It's no exaggeration to say that this is the single most outrageous, outlandish assault on religious civil liberties by any United States president. You know, Jay, never before has a presidential administration, you know, with a stroke of a pen and a press release, directly affected so many religious believers and groups. You know, and these believers and groups have let it be known that they're not going to stand for it. We now have bipartisan support in Congress trying to do something about this. You know, bishops throughout the country, Catholic bishops throughout the country, have let it be known that they will not comply. So this truly is a showdown, and there is only one thing the White House can do and should do in this situation: pack up and retreat. There can be no compromise when it comes to religious civil liberties.
Now, Jordan, we know that over the weekend that the White House sent out through the Air Force, Army, through the military chaplains, that they would not allow portions of the bishop's letters to be read on military bases during a Catholic mass. So you actually had the government telling, this is incredible to me, folks, the government telling the priests inside the military what they can and cannot say because of this very issue about the contraceptives and abortifacients.
Yes, they were saying that they would be telling, you know, the officers who swear an oath to uphold the Constitution and to serve the Commander-in-Chief that it would be too controversial because it said we can't follow these laws. Now, Jeff made a good point. The laws don't go into effect until, you know, at least a year, and they're still open to compromise. So issuing that statement now, it wasn't like if they all agreed they were breaking the law the next day, but so they had them actually edit out the bishop's remarks, you know, that are drafted to be delivered to all Catholics in the United States, and had those edited specially for the military, as if the men and women who volunteer to serve our country and risk their lives can't hear a message that's not edited by their religious leaders. And get this, Dad, Politico reported this morning that you had Vice President Biden and former Chief of Staff Bill Daley, both Catholics, both who understand the reach of this issue, who warned that the mandate would be seen as a government intrusion on religious institutions, and that even moderate Catholic voters in battleground states would be alienated. But President Obama sided with a group of mostly female advisors. I think what they're trying to say, that's the Planned Parenthood crowd saying, no, it's really not a big deal. Women are going to like this. Don't listen to Catholic leaders and don't listen to a bunch of male Catholic bishops on this issue. And what we're seeing now is that Bill Daley and Vice President Biden were absolutely right. And Jeff, you're seeing that in the Catholic Church as well. It doesn't really matter where you are on the political scale, left to right, conservative to, you know, Republican or Democrat. People understand this was targeted at Catholics and Catholics alone this time.
That's exactly right, Jordan. You know, Catholic commentators, Catholic believers who are more on the left side of the political spectrum have said and defended Obamacare when that was that was coming up for the vote and the passage into law and everything else. Now they are saying, wait a minute, what did we agree to here? We did not agree to Obamacare. When we agreed to Obamacare, we did not agree that our religious civil liberties would be taken away from us. This president has gone too far. And they're beginning to rethink their support of all of this now, because they have been put in the position of supporting Obama now, and now saying, wait a minute, he's now coming after us. So they're, you know, they are beginning to see the truth of the matter, that when they signed on to supporting Obamacare, they've actually ended up signing on to the government taking away their religious civil liberties. And they're beginning to say, wait a minute, we're not going to stand for it.
Let me take it a step further, folks, and this is where we need you involved. Understand this. You've got the First Amendment bowing down to the altar of the abortion industry. That is what this is all about. And the White House right now is not retracting. In fact, the Jay Carney says, this is our position. We're proud of our position. We need to send a message to the White House, to HHS, that we're not going to have religious liberty bow down to the altar of abortion. Here's the number for you to sign on to this petition. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Of course, you can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, we got Jeff on the phone. Let's go ahead and take a call.
Yeah, let me just say this. We can add another very high-profile Democrat to the list of those who have now publicly said they have told the White House they are opposed to this. Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, very influential U.S. senator, again, seen as more moderate, you know, former astronaut. You know him. You've seen him on television. Bill Nelson has now made it clear and public in the news in the Florida press. He is also opposed to this. So add that to the list we went through earlier in the program. We'll go through it again in the next segment of the show just to see how wide the bipartisan support is to stop what the Obama administration is trying to do here. Let's go to Beth calling from New York on line 5. Beth, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, good. How are you?
I've been better. It's really frustrating. I'm a 30-year-old. I am kind of with the feminist movement. I've been birth control most of my life. I'm a Christian. I'm not a Catholic. But I understand that the amendment is separation of church and state. That was actually originally made to keep the church separate. Keep the state out of the church.
Yeah, right.
Church out of the state.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunately what's happened here. It's turned it upside down. And what's interesting about your call, you're not a Catholic. This is not a Catholic issue. Jeff, you know, we need to be very clear here. This is anybody that's concerned about religious freedom. Because if the government could do this to the Catholic Church, which they have done, by the way, not could they have done it. The Catholic Church is now fighting back, or people within the church are fighting back. We are mounting our legal challenges as well, getting ready with those. But this is an attack on fundamental religious liberty, on anybody that takes their conscience seriously here. And we've been in court on these issues.
That's exactly right, Jay. You know, this is just not an attack on Catholics. By no means. It is an attack on all people of religious belief, all people that are oppose on religious grounds to providing or selling or somehow supporting drugs with an abortifacient mechanism of action, sterilization and contraception. And because this is an attack on religious civil liberties, it's an attack on the United States Constitution. And because it is an attack on the United States Constitution, it's an attack on every single American citizen. What kind of precedent is this? That President Obama thinks that he can advance an ideology to the point where the Constitution doesn't mean anything. This is dangerous for a president to think. You know, it used to be that I can advance my ideology, but I can't go beyond the boundaries of what the Constitution allows. Here, the Constitution doesn't mean a thing to this president. And he is, today actually, apparently, ABC News is reporting, that he told the Democratic caucus that he is not going to waver from this position. So if he wants a showdown, we'll give him the showdown, and we'll show him where he's wrong.
All right, Jeff Surtees, senior counsel for the ACLJ, thanks for your hard work on this. Keep us posted as we fight this one out. This is going to be a long battle, folks. Thanks, Jeff.
So much, Jay.
Folks, you heard it. So the president's saying, Jordan, he wants to fight it out. So we've got to get ready. We've got litigation being ready. In fact, I've been emailing during the break here, not during the break, during the broadcast, to our lawyers getting things ready. Jordan, the Democratic pickup on this is going to be significant. But at the end of the day here, it's going to be the American people expressing outrage that says enough is enough. We're not going to have our religious liberty stopped over this.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing, and I'll run through the list again, Dad, just very quickly, because I think it's so important because we've done it a couple times. You've got the former DNC chair who was handpicked by President Obama, head of the Democrat Party. He was also the Virginia governor. He is pro-life. He's a Democrat and moderate. He's now a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Tim Kaine, a Catholic, outspoken against what he was handpicked to lead the Democrat National Party. Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey, again, Democrat. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, former governor of West Virginia, Democrat. The chair of the House Democrat Caucus, John Larson, Connecticut. First district there, Democrat, opposed. Rep. Dan Lipinski from Illinois, Democrat, opposed. Senator Joe Lieberman, now an independent, was the Democratic Party's vice presidential nominee in 2004. He is opposed, and now today also add Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, Vice President Biden, and former chief of staff for President Obama, Bill Daley.
All right, folks, this is a bipartisan issue, and we need bipartisan support from all 50 states. We've got a petition demanding the retraction. We've got legal work going on. You go to ACLJ.org. You sign on to that petition at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. This is a fundamental fight for religious freedom, folks. We need you to engage this. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's fight back now.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not
not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
We're all Catholics right now, because if this happens to the Catholic Church and you say, well, this may not affect me so much and it's not a big deal because I don't have all the beliefs on things like contraception or birth control, they will go after us next on something else.
That's Jordan Sekulow this morning on CBN News, and Sean Hannity had some strong words as well yesterday. Let's play number six.
This is important for this reason, because if they back off this, it will only be for political reasons. They can't say that the president was not involved in the decision making. Now, as far as I'm concerned, this is a war against our Constitution, the First Amendment, freedom of religion, the free exercise thereof. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Yeah, well, you're not wrong. Sean, you're absolutely correct, and that's exactly what this is. It is a war on religion. It is being arranged by the White House, and it is trampling on the religious conscience of Catholics and others. And we've got to fight back and take a stand, folks. Go to aclj.org or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We want this revoked immediately. We want the Constitution protected. We want the right of conscience protected. Jordan, who do we have next?
Ina's calling from California. It's a good question on line four. Ina, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ina.
Hi. I'm not a Catholic, but I am a Christian, and I realize this is an attack on our Christian faith. I would like to know, since they're saying that, you know, Catholic, religious-type things are subject to this law, what about a Catholic businessman or, you know, someone that's in business? Do they have to hear, and isn't this a problem for their conscience to have to...
Sure. I mean, that, and there are no exemptions for them, Jordan Than. Nothing for them. They're not a private Christian-run business could be under Obamacare would be compelled to violate its conscience.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead, Than.
I was just going to say, absolutely. I mean, the only people that are exempted is the church themselves. So religious schools, hospitals, businesses, all the like, they're included. And just to kind of follow up on that, we have to be clear about something, because we've been talking about HHS, and yes, the regulation came through them, Jay, but this is the president of the United
Yep.
States. It's his Obamacare that allows it. HHS answers to him, and he's the one who has the authority to take it back. So, you know, let's not give him a pass. The president of the United States is the one that's responsible for this policy, and that's why we're demanding that he take it down.
Yeah, well, the fight's going to be to get them to actually do it. Jordan, what are you getting from Jay Carney? He's making some statements, and then there were some statements from Axelrod, the political director for the reelection campaign.
That's right. I mean, you have Axelrod. He tried, you know, he kind of walks away. He's, you know, and this got the Obama administration in trouble, because you had Axelrod basically say, well, we're willing to look at compromises here, because he's looking at it from the campaign side of, we don't need to, you know, get destroyed with the Catholic vote, which has been very divided, but went to Obama in the last election cycle, and kind of goes back and forth, you know, but, you know, a few extra percent here, they know it'll be a tough election. So he's looking at it from the political angle. But then you look at the actual statements from the White House. First, it started with Jay Carney saying there's no constitutional issues here. And of course, the First Amendment starts off with the religious freedom. And then, again, even they are now trying to backtrack. But I want people to listen to Harry Reid again, because he's the Senate Majority Leader. Now, Nancy Pelosi, you got in the House. She's supporting it. She is Catholic. Harry Reid has even said he is, you know, pro-life. He tries to claim that he's pro-life and moderate on this issue, but he's the head of the Democrats. He doesn't seem to be backing away. Let's play by 12.
Is it a good idea for Democrats to go head-to-head with the Catholic Church on this?
Of course, it's not good for the Democrats to go head-to-head against any church, so we certainly don't intend to do that. But we had a good discussion in our caucus today, and the caucus totally supports the president. I do.
So there's no doubt that this is coming from the White House, Jordan. There's no question about it. This was a White House decision implemented by HHS.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And they wanted to pick this fight because I really do believe this administration, even the Catholics who they've got on their team, these are the Pelosi types. I mean, ones who get criticized by bishops and sometimes are not allowed, you know, excluded from certain services and taking communion because of their stance on abortion. And so they have no idea. It's like their finger is not on the pulse at all. Even many Democrats, Catholics who came out in support of Obamacare, who are now regretting it. You know, I wish they believed us when we told them that this 2,700 pages isn't even the start. This is the tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
And then you've got whoever's in charge at the executive branch level gets to make all these decisions without going to Congress. The president doesn't have to sign anything. They just make the order. And now those folks who really do care about life but supported Obamacare have realized that the attack, it's now being turned on them. It's the only reason it passed was because of their votes. And now it could come back to haunt them, you know, shut down. These facilities would have to shut down. People have got to make that very clear.
Stuart Varney made another great statement about tagging this to the White House. Let's play number 11.
I think this was a deliberate decision on the part of the president, and it displays his arrogance.
Yeah.
The man says, I basically want to dominate the church. I want the church to bow to me.
How about that statement, folks? For that reason alone, you go to ACLJ.org. Do we want the church bowing to the president? ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The bow here should be to the Constitution. The tip should be to the Constitution, which protects these individual rights and freedom. We're not bowing down. We're not going to have the churches and religious institutions bowing down to the president. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back to the phones we go.
Yep, let's go to, I think we get a lot of good calls come in, a lot of questions, but Ann's calling from California on line 6. Ann, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ann.
Thank you. If you study the Third Reich in Germany, when Hitler was coming into power, they went to the churches, and the churches split into two. Bonhoeffer, the new book Bonhoeffer, was on one side, and the German Christians were on the other side. They were backing Hitler. That's your tip of the iceberg.
Well, listen, Ann, I'll tell you right now, Eric Metaxas, who wrote the book and has been on my broadcast before and we're good friends with, he's actually said this about this law, that this is exactly, if you look back, you wage war with the church and you try to turn church against church and say, oh, see, it's just a Catholic issue and they're the ones standing in the way and you don't care about birth control, even the evangelicals, you shouldn't care. And then they divide the country that way. And groups who have been uniting, especially on issues like life and in politics and politically, now you try to divide and you try to, you know, make people choose sides. I think you're right, Ann. I want to take another phone call before we finish out today. Mary Ellen from Illinois, another great question online too.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Make a quick statement. I believe that this mandate is a stepping stone not only to forcing the churches to do abortions, but also to forcing them to perform same-sex marriage.
Well, that, of course, the Proposition 8 case came out yesterday. It's a different context. You can't force a minister to engage in a same-sex marriage, but, I mean, who knows what licensing requirements would be put in place. But you ask a good one, Jordan. It's a great question as it relates to stepping stone. What does this lead to next? This is a pretty big step, by the way, that they've taken. I don't think it's a stepping stone. They've taken a leap here. The danger is not something in the distant future. It's already happening.
Well, it is. It's the next step would be forcing people to do abortions. No conscience protections
right
there for the nurses, for the doctors, certainly not for the pharmacists either. Because, listen, if you can get the Catholic Church to basically have to pay for this, then you're not going to be able to make that argument. I mean, take the next step of why should a medical professional be able to do this if a Catholic church has to pay for it? So I think that's part one. That, and on Prop 8, I know a lot of people are wondering about that case. I'm going to talk about that on my show today. But if you're in a state that allows civil unions, you want to definitely tune in. That's really how the opinion turned. They can listen to my show. We've got it at ACLJ.org, all the info there.
All right, folks, this is what I want you to do. We got 30 seconds left. You go to your phones right now as we close the broadcast out. I want to shut these phone lines down. We're going to stand up to this White House. We're going to stand up to this attack on religious conscience and freedom. 1-877-989-2255. I want you on this petition. 1-877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to ACLJ.org.
Sign up online, make that online donation, or call us at 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.